It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
It's 47 degrees.
We still have delays on southbound I-15 in Bountiful. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And again this half hour, we begin with breaking news in Murray, where a woman has been critically burned in an apparent domestic incident.
KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has the very latest on the investigation.
Just before 3 o'clock this morning, Murray police were called to the Studio 6 Motel at 975 East, 6600 South. They found a woman who had been badly burned. Sergeant Alicia Richmond says they're looking for a male suspect.
Suspect is identified, but he is not in custody at this point. We don't know where he's at.
Police say they don't know if a flammable liquid had been used to set the victim on fire, but she was burned over about 80% of her body. She was taken to the University of Utah Hospital Burn Center. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
The Highway Patrol says a construction worker was clipped by a car along I-15 northbound in West Bountiful early this morning. The worker was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening head injuries. The driver did stop and is cooperating with the investigation.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote this morning on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court.
They're moving up the scheduled vote to this morning because Democrats are planning to protest.
Senate Judiciary Republicans say they'll now vote on whether to advance Amy Coney Barrett's nomination shortly after 9 a.m. when the committee convenes on Thursday. The change comes in response to Senate Judiciary Democrats who said they plan on boycotting the vote, and in their chairs will be poster-sized pictures of Americans that they say will be crushed by Barrett potentially casting the deciding vote on the Affordable Care Act. The vote was originally scheduled for 1 p.m. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden are set to square off in their final debate tonight. Some Trump advisors are urging him to trade his aggressive demeanor for a lower-key style, hoping Biden will get himself in trouble with verbal gaffes. There were supposed to be three debates, but the second was canceled after Trump got COVID-19 and then objected to the resulting revised format. Our coverage of the debate begins at 7 o'clock tonight on KSL News Radio and the KSL News Radio app.
A multi-state lawsuit aimed at overturning the Affordable Care Act was just one of the many points of disagreement between the candidates running for Utah Attorney General.
No one's going to have their health insurance coverage taken away. The court's not going to allow that. No, they're not,
Greg. Of course they are.
Let me finish.
If you do away with the Affordable Care Act, there won't be affordable care. Don't say that.
Greg,
you're lying. Don't say that.
No, absolutely.
During their only debate, Republican incumbent Sean Reyes and Democratic challenger Greg Skordas also sparred over the issues of police reform and Black Lives Matter.
A California appeals court has ordered state corrections officials to cut the population of one of the world's most famous prisons to less than half of its designed capacity. It cited officials' deliberate indifference to the plight of inmates during the coronavirus pandemic. Unless the corrections department appeals, more than 1,100 inmates at San Quentin State Prison north of San Francisco will have to be paroled or transferred.
TikTok death threats sent to a black middle school student in Georgia now being investigated.
Students at Elkins Point Middle School in Roswell, north of Atlanta, received hateful messages.
Calling him and his friend N-words, saying that all black people should just be lynched, burned, skinned alive, and things of that nature.
The father of a 12-year-old victim says his son is terrified to go back to school.
There's a lot of division in this country still. Racism still exists. And they're getting it taught from home because no one's born racist. It's getting taught at the house.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Homeland Security are investigating. Todd Ant, ABC News.
KSL weather with Kristen Van Dyke. Yesterday's high was in the 70s. Today's high will only be in the 50s, a full 20-degree drop. And this is only the first of two cold fronts in the next few days.
This weekend, a second, much stronger cold front comes through, and that is going to bring in a more dramatic drop in temperatures. After highs near 60 Saturday, extra cloud cover around by Sunday, highs only in the low 40s, with cooler weather lingering into early next week.
Kristen says Sunday night into Monday, we can expect a widespread freeze across the Wasatch Front as temperatures drop into the 20s.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.